Egregious examples of regional stereotyping occasionally cause outcry. Last year, a hiring manager at eKeyYe, an online video firm, instructed a subordinate in a leaked email to filter out applicants from Hunan. In 2017, Meituan, an internet conglomerate, best known for its food delivery app, admitted to excluding applicants from Hunan and the Northeast for an open position. Both companies later apologized. After each incident, many Hunanese and some sympathizers elsewhere vow to show their displeasure by deleting the mobile app of the firm in question. In China's state-controlled media, Duhei, or regional blackening, is occasionally condemned. In an article about the eKeyYe episode, a newspaper controlled by the Prosecutor General's office quoted a lawyer as saying that such discrimination had probably occurred in tens of thousands of companies, but had never come to public attention. Beijing News last year quoted Bai Yan Song, a Chinese television anchor, as saying that regional discrimination was getting worse. If allowed to continue, he said, the problem could turn into a huge cause of social instability and division. Some lawyers say a legal loophole is partly to blame. China's employment law prohibits discrimination on grounds of ethnicity, sex, religion, disability, social background, and health. Regional origin, however, is not mentioned. Some legal scholars and legislators have called for a wider law that would prohibit all kinds of unfair discrimination, including the region-based sort. The government, however, does not appear enthusiastic. Some conservative officials may fear such a law would also have to specify gay rights. Homosexuality was only removed from an official list of mental illnesses in 2001. They may also worry about a clash with the country's hukou system, which allows officials to discriminate openly against migrants from other parts of China in government employment and the provision of public services. It may be that the problem of job discrimination will be alleviated by a growing shortage of migrant workers. Employers will find it harder to act on their prejudices. In order to discriminate by region, you must first be presented with an abundance of choice, says Huang Luping, the head of a legal aid centre in Beijing. But regional-based prejudices will long remain. In an open-air dating market in Beijing, where parents gather to try to arrange matches for their adult children, some participants admit they would not welcome a Hunanese in the family.